We need to know doctrine. Look at Titus chapter 2, verse 7. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. Look, we need these three aspects of our doctrine. Number one, we need uncorruptness. We want our doctrine to be right. We want it to be sound. We want that thing to be tight, and we want to cross the T and dot the I doctrinally. The truth matters tonight. Amen. There are a lot of people out there who say, oh, don't get so worried about doctrine. It's just how you feel. It's just your intentions. But you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You better get some sound doctrine. Amen. You better tighten that thing up. You better make sure that your doctrine shows uncorruptness. What is corruption? Corruption is decay. The Bible says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. You see, if we don't make sure to keep teaching doctrine and tightening up the doctrine, it will eventually begin to slip. It's just like your house. The Bible says, through the idleness of the hands, the house droppeth through. If you don't maintain things around your house will just go to pot. And, you know, I remember when I used to live in an apartment, it was so great. You just call the maintenance man, he just fixes everything. But when you own a home, you have to fix things yourself, and things are constantly in a state of decay. The plumbing, the electrical, the roof, the air conditioning, windows, doors, locks. I mean, we have 12 people living in our house, so everything just gets used and abused to the extreme. Sometimes I feel like my house is like one of these testing centers. Have you ever seen where they test things? They'll just keep opening a door. Like a machine will just open a door and shut it like hundreds of times to see how long it's going to last. That's how our house is. The fridge is just being opened and shut. Every door is being opened and shut. Everything's just getting used. The dishwasher, open, shut, open, shut, open, shut. So we buy the warranty on everything because we always use the warranty on everything because we use everything industrially. Even though it's just one family. We have to keep changing the locks in our house because the kids just grab the doorknobs and wrench them open, and little kids are pulling on the door, and the doors get opened so many thousands of times, things decay. Things get old. The dishwasher wears out. The washing machine wears out. Everything wears out. You have to give attention to fixing things at the house or it just all goes to pot. It decays. So it's the same way with our doctrine. Amen. If we're not constantly reading our Bible, constantly preaching the correct doctrine, constantly explaining here's what's right and here's what's wrong, we'll slip into heresy. We'll start to slip into sloppy doctrines. And the Bible says that we need to have uncorruptness in our doctrine. Uncorrupt means there's no decay. Corruption is decay. We don't want our doctrine to get corrupted, to get rotten and spoiled and sour and decay. We want to keep freshening that thing up and making sure that it's tightened up with the Word of God. He says uncorruptness, and he says gravity. You know what gravity is? Gravity means seriousness. Being grave is when you're serious. He's saying we need to take doctrine seriously, not play around with it. It's not a joke. It doesn't matter. It's very serious. Amen. We need to have gravity concerning doctrine, and we need to have sincerity. You know what sincerity means? That we believe and preach what the Bible actually says, and we're honest about it. Amen. See, what does it mean to be insincere? Insincere is when we get up and say things that we don't really believe. You know, we know that that's not what the Bible teaches, but we just kind of teach it anyway because of the fact that that's what's popular, that's what everybody else is saying, that's what people want to hear. No, we need to have sincerity, meaning that we actually go to the Bible where our heart truly wants to know the truth, and we really want God to show us the truth, and once we figure out what the truth is, we get up and we preach it faithfully. Amen. That's sincerity. We need our doctrine to be uncorrupt, we need it to be grave, and we need it to be sincere. These are the three things we need to show in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity.